Well, it is time now for the Chatham County Roundup here on 97.9 The Hill. Each week, we are checking in with our neighbors just over the county line to see what's happening around the Chatham community. And helping me do so today, representing the Chatham News and Record, is reporter Lars Dolder. Lars, thanks so much for taking the time. Welcome back to 97.9 The Hill.
Thanks, Brighton. How are you?
I am doing all right. I'm sure you guys are just as busy as we are with so much happening in local government right now. It is budget season. They are trying to get stuff done before summer breaks in terms of Orange County government's case, and I'm sure that's the case for some Chatham County local governments as well. I saw that the Chatham News and Record did some coverage on Siler City's budget that just recently got passed. What can you tell us about some of the developments on that front?
Yeah, just yesterday, Siler City, their Board of Commissioners, voted to adopt what was the proposed budget. There's good news for Siler City residents. Probably what is of biggest concern to most people is whether or not taxes and utility rates will go up. They will not. So the government there and town staff, they worked hard to keep things static, and they were able to succeed, even though town spending is anticipated to go up by about 12%. Other noteworthy changes, though, I think the biggest that I've seen in my reporting is money that will be directed to the police department. Since arriving in Siler City 2 years ago, Siler City Police Chief Mike Wagner has been looking to expand the department to address some concerns that he's had within the community, and it looks like with this year coming up, he'll finally have the chance to do that.
What kind of concerns are we talking about here when it comes to law enforcement or public safety?
Crime in Siler City is considerably worse than elsewhere in the county. In fact, it's worse than averages across the state and even the country. I think in the last complete year of data, Siler City had more than 60 violent crimes, more than 300 property crimes, and that unfortunately outpaces what is typical. And the problem, at least as far as from the police department's perspective and Chief Wagner's, is that There are two issues, really. Understaffing, which means the police department doesn't have the people on hand to address issues as they come, and also kind of a history of community strain between many of the residents in the town and law enforcement officers and other officials. So this is a first step, they hope, in addressing both of those problems. Across Chatham County, in fact, not just in Siler City, many police leaders, the chiefs and sheriff, have often said they are hoping to promote a program of education over enforcement. So not to be quick to draw weapons or to incite violence, but instead hoping to preemptively address some of the problems that have plagued the area for a while now.
Certainly something to continue track of as the country as a whole continues to look at public safety and certainly have some important discussions surrounding that. I know that when looking at local government, something else that we've been covering, and I know that the News and Record is certainly keeping an eye on, is upcoming local elections, as the filing period is about to begin for the local elections coming up this fall, as town governments have town council and board seats up for grabs. How is the coverage shaking down so far for the Chatham News and Record? What are some things that your newsroom is keeping an eye on when it comes to these upcoming fall elections?
Well, it's going to be strange in a way. The pandemic's effect was obvious in last year's election and highly controversial. This year, it seems it won't be quite as much the aberration as we saw then, but still, because of issues that linger, there have to be some changes in the way elections proceed. The big one is that some municipalities, in fact, will not have their elections this year in November as they typically would. The problem is that municipalities, counties, and of course at the state and federal level, must have decennial redistricting processes where they redraw their lines for voting districts according to changes in population over the previous 10 years. Well, that has arrived this year, and some municipalities which have voting according to districts don't have time to complete the process before the November elections were scheduled to happen. Census data arrived late. In fact, it has not arrived. It will be here by end of summer when it should normally have been here months ago, but for many reasons during the pandemic, it couldn't arrive. And so because of that, the General Assembly passed a bill, Senate Bill 722, which was authorized. I think last I checked, it's on Governor Cooper's desk, and he's expected to sign it. That will push it to March of 2022. So in Chatham, Silas City and parts of Cary that fall within Chatham County lines are the only municipalities affected by that. Pittsburgh and Goldston will proceed as usual.
Got it. We are speaking with Chatham News and Record reporter Lars Dolder here for the Chatham County Roundup. You can find the stories that the newspaper has been covering by heading to their website, chathamnewsrecord.com. And of course, a big proponent of, you mentioned, of course, COVID-19 certainly making these elections a little funky, making the census a little funky last year too. And it's certainly making things interesting for business right now as we are entering kind of a new normal in a summer where things are significantly more open than they have been before. I know that you and the paper have been working on some interesting things regarding business, specifically a business column that you've been writing, and I've heard that there's a new partnership and an expansion coming up. You want to share some details on that?
Yeah, I'd love to. We've talked briefly, I think, in the past, Bright, and you and I, about my business column I've been writing for maybe a couple of months now, and that's been a fun project to look a bit beyond Chatham's borders sometimes, but always bringing it back home, what's relevant for the business community here and our readers who are interested in commerce. And it's landed really well with readers, and so we're looking to expand our coverage of the business community a bit. And as you said, we're in the process of refining a partnership with the EDC, the Economic Development Corporation here in Chatham County, which is the leading organization to incentivize companies to plant their roots here in Chatham. And so they're an awesome resource. They know the business community so well, and I think our partnership is going to be really exciting for readers to get some neat new insights into what's going on. We hope not only to expand the scope of my column, but even introduce a business page just to the paper. We'll see how that goes, as well as a newsletter to come. So stay tuned for more of those developments.
You also, you mentioned kind of incentivizing businesses, talking about businesses. I know that you wrote an article this last week specifically on incentives that has done pretty well. I think it's gotten some buzz around it for the News and Record. What can you share about that? What do incentives do for businesses coming to Chatham County?
It's interesting how much goes on behind the scenes, I think, that we might not consider. But the EDC especially, and then Chatham County's government and some municipal governments as well, they work hard to attract businesses that will bring good jobs, well, high-paying jobs, and keep developing Chatham the way that, you know, these leaders see fit. And with the development that's going on around the triangle, we see the arrival of Google and Apple and other major companies. Chatham's on the map, perhaps more than ever before, and couple that with the residential development at places like Chatham Park, 50,000 new residents expected in coming decades. It's really primed to have a commercial explosion, and it's necessary. As those housing developments go up, the balance will continue to skew a bit. We need commerce to come into Chatham to balance the tax base. And so the EDC, like I said, and governments are working to attract businesses with what is essentially financial incentive. There are many details in the article there. I can't enumerate all of them here, but essentially businesses that bring big money and high numbers of jobs, let's say 1,000 plus, they could be reimbursed on the taxes they contribute to the county and to municipalities, sometimes up to 90%. And so that's a big reason for companies to come here to bring with them jobs. We have two mega sites in Chatham County, tens of thousands of jobs expected to come in, both in heavy industry over in Silas City and in Moncrief, a new life sciences campus. So it's exciting to watch the development that's coming here. Chatham really starting to flourish in its commercial scene.
fascinating article there. As you said, there's no way you can get into all of the details. So the best thing we can do is recommend folks going and reading it on ChathamNewsRecord.com or picking it up at a paper stand. We're speaking with Chatham News and Record reporter Lars Dolder. And Lars, we've got to begin to wrap up. I do want to ask, with a new paper coming out this week, anything that you want to preview for our audiences? What can they expect when the papers hit the stands?
Lots of good stuff, as always. We were just talking about business, though, and I think that my business column coming out will be an exciting one. Readers may have heard about what's going on in the used car industry, really auto manufacturing altogether, and it's just fascinating. It's always been said, right, that you drive your car off the lot and immediately it depreciates in value. Well, that has just completely turned on its head for the first time, maybe ever. Cars are actually accruing value. And for example, I talked with a financial manager over at a Ford dealership here in Silas. He told me that a 2017 Ford F-250, which sold brand new for $52,000, sold last week used, 4 years old, for $60,000. It's unheard of. And so lots of details in my column as to what's going on, why that's happening. Of course, we know that the pandemic has a role to play in that, but commerce just around the world, business, manufacturing, development, all of it has been strange in recent months after a year where we've all been at home and many companies and businesses have shuttered. So the ongoing ramifications of those will be interesting to watch as we keep moving forward and as the pandemic recedes.
Certainly, and we will be looking forward to following that and many other additions in the future in that business column of yours, Lars. You'll be able to find it in the Chatham News and Record papers this week, as well as on their website, ChathamNewsRecord.com. Lars Dolder, as always, thanks so much for the time. We'll talk with you again soon.
Thank you, Brighton. It was a pleasure.